You are very welcome. This is a summary of Module 2, Theory Practice Transfer and Instructing Learners in Nursing Care. Lesson 1. Theories in the Psychology of Learning and Learning Types. Learning and Teaching in Nursing. Key Concepts in Under 800 Words. Modern nursing education bridges theoretical knowledge and practical skills, utilizing psychological learning theories to enhance teaching methods and optimize learning outcomes. Below is a concise exploration of these principles and their application in nursing training. 1. Behaviorism, learning through action and response. Behaviorism emphasizes shaping behavior through reinforcement and punishment. Positive reinforcement, such as praise or rewards, motivates learners to replicate desired behaviors, while punishment discourages undesirable actions. Techniques like stepwise guidance are effective for teaching complex skills such as wound care or administering medications. Continuous reinforcement works best for beginners, transitioning to intermittent reinforcement for sustained learning. Tatarjurusa. 2. Cognitivism, encouraging mental engagement. Cognitivism focuses on how learners process and organize information. Strategies include activating prior knowledge, fostering problem solving through realistic scenarios, and encouraging reflective practices. Tools like diagrams and concept maps help structure information for easier recall. For example, trainees may reflect on their performance in simulated patient care scenarios to deepen understanding and refine techniques. 3. Social Cognitive Theory, Learning Through Observation. Developed by Albert Bandura, this theory highlights learning via observation, imitation, and self-efficacy. Demonstrations, video simulations, and peer mentoring help trainees absorb best practices. Confidence building through gradual task complexity and constructive feedback fosters a sense of capability, essential for handling real-world nursing challenges. 4. Constructivism, active learning through experience. Constructivism sees learning as an active process, where individuals construct knowledge based on personal experiences and social interaction. Problem-based learning, PBL, group discussions, and contextualized exercises like simulations immerse learners in realistic environments, promoting practical skill development and critical thinking. Tatarjurusa. 5. Humanistic approaches, focusing on the individual. Humanistic learning theories prioritize personal growth and self-actualization, emphasizing empathy, respect, and autonomy. Educators create a supportive learning environment where mistakes are treated as opportunities for growth. Trainees are encouraged to set personal goals, engage in reflective practices, and take ownership of their learning journey. 6. Self-organized and self-directed learning, SOL and SDL. In SOL, learners actively manage their education, setting goals, organizing resources, and reflecting on progress. SDL extends this by granting full autonomy over learning paths, promoting lifelong adaptability. Combining these approaches equips trainees with the independence and problem-solving skills needed for dynamic healthcare roles. Chakrafru. 7. Adapting to learning styles and strategies. The VARC model categorizes learners as visual, auditory, reading, writing, or kinesthetic, helping educators tailor their methods. Effective strategies include cognitive techniques like summarization, metacognitive tools such as self-assessment, and collaborative resource use. Flexibility in teaching ensures all learners can thrive. Tatarjurusa. 8. Experiential learning and reflection. Experience-based learning integrates hands-on practice with reflection to enhance skill acquisition. Activities like internships, simulations, and case discussions allow trainees to analyze their actions, learn from mistakes, and plan for improvement. Reflection fosters critical thinking, adaptability, and confidence. Conclusion. By integrating these theories and methods, nursing educators prepare trainees to navigate complex healthcare environments with competence and empathy. This holistic approach bridges the gap between theory and practice, fostering lifelong learning and professional excellence.